So what generally is at stake here with this transportation tax, and why do you think it's a, why do you think it's important for it to go to the vote of the people?
Well, one thing that it seems like constituents and elected officials agree on is that the ability for Missouri to continue to fund their transportation system has dwindled for a variety of factors. The federal government is not being able to supply money from our 18.4-cent gas tax we send them. They call it the federal trust fund. It's insolvent, basically. Missouri's relying heavily on their gas tax, and gas efficiency, et cetera, has caused those revenues to go down. So we've seen a decline in revenue by as much as 70% over what we spent on a construction program. So I think Missourians believe and understand that we need to raise somehow funding to take care of our system. So the question that we have in the legislature allows Missourians to decide if putting a temporary 3/4-cent sales tax on would be an appropriate way to fund transportation. I think it's important to let Missourians decide.
Now, one of the things, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but one of the benefits of the sales tax is if you give it to counties and cities, they can use it on mass transit, because apparently gas tax, you can't do that. So.
It's according to our Constitution, the gas tax collected dollars, you're right, for transportation, need to be spent on what you would think is a traditional transportation project. It needs to be spent on hard surface roads or bridges. This initiative would provide some monies back to cities and counties, and for the first time ever, those dollars would be flexible, and they would be able to decide what transportation projects are most important to them. In an urban area, that might be mass transit. In southeast Missouri, that might be a river port. In St. Joe, Missouri, that might be an airport. In Jefferson City, that might be roads and bridges. So each community will be able to decide what's important to them.
What is kind of your take on the wacky legislative trajectory of this bill?
Well, in this building, nothing is predictable. And so that's what you glean from that. But senators last year who filibustered it, apparently after talking to them a little bit, tried to find a way for them to not filibuster the bill. And this year the effort was to reduce that from a cent to 3/4 of a cent. Now that it's gone back over to the House, I'm surprised Speaker hasn't taken it in yet, but I'm hoping that he reads the message in, and then I know the floor leader has committed to putting it up for a vote, and I'm hopeful that the same 96 people who voted for it at 1 cent would once again vote for it at 3/4 cent.
If it does end up passing and going to the voters, pretty much everybody I've talked to has said it's going to be a tough sell. Asking people to raise taxes, especially by even 0.75, it's going to be difficult. Like, how do you get to convince people to vote for what could be seen as a large and, in critics' terms, a regressive tax increase?
It's going to be a very tough sell. There's no two ways about it. But Missouri has a provision in its constitution called the Hancock provision. And I say, thank God, the legislature can't raise this amount of taxes onto a Missouri citizen just in this building. So no matter what the solution is for transportation, citizens will have to vote on it and citizens will have to approve it. And I think that's what makes this measure different, is that our 32,000 miles of roads, our 10,400 bridges aren't going away. Somehow we're going to have to deal with it. And I think when the Highway Commission puts out a list of specific projects so Missourians can see exactly what they're going to invest in and how long that investment's going to take, I think that's a little bit different conversation than just voting on a tax that just goes into some black hole and you never know what's going to happen to it.
It seems like even the people who are against this method see the need is still there. What do you think is going to happen if this doesn't pass and you have to wait 2 to 4 years to even get the question up again?
Well, I know one of the things that are going to happen, we're going to have closed bridges across the state. I gave out to the senators earlier this year 895 bridges that are ranked a 1 and 2, which means if nothing gets done to those bridges in the next 2 or 3 years, they're going to close. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes those types of actions. I hope it doesn't come to that. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes folks to see that in order to believe that we really need to fix something and pass some kind of funding mechanism. And like I said, the problem's not going to go away, so the solutions are going to continue to be talked about if this were not to get out of the building.
I've probably mentioned this before, but just the political dynamics of this issue are just fascinating. You have Republicans like you joining with Claire McCaskill, who supported it, and a bunch of labor Democrats. And then you have very conservative Democrats joining with very liberal Democrats and opposing. And even the governor has kind of joined the opposed side, which makes it, kind of. why do you think this issue has caused just traditional political sensibilities to kind of be turned on its head? Is it just the need is there, and it's kind of an issue of strange bedfellows, or is it something else?
Well, listen, I hate taxes worse than anybody that's going to listen to this interview. I can guarantee you that. But I also believe that government has some core functions. Education is one of them. Security is one of them. And I think infrastructure is one of them. And I think most Missourians will agree that it's a core function of government. And let Missourians decide if this is the way they want to invest into that that core function. And they'll see a return on their investment right away. So if people look at it in that manner, it could move forward. But it will be a tough sell. It has produced some strange relationships. But at the end of the day, I think everybody involved in their heart just wants to try to do the right thing for Missourians, the right thing for our economy. The economic impact is incredible that this would have on the state, and the right thing for transportation. That is the key to economic development.
If this doesn't end up making it to the finish line, what's next? Do you come up with a different proposal? Do you try again 2015 and 2016, or is it just nothing at this point?
I think the Highway Commission will do the best they can with the dollars that they have, and I think it will probably be a while before we have a statewide conversation like this again, just because we've been talking about this for 2 years, and folks probably a little bit worn out on it. But like I said, the problem is not going to go away, so the solutions on how we fix the problem won't go away either.